promo. What is this? I want that. I want this basketball. Sorry about that. Dope. What's up, George? What's going on in the House of Craze tonight?
In the House of Craze tonight, we are going to be talking to an indie creator by the name of Marvin Nguyen, and he's got a comic called The Edge. It's on Kickstarter. We're going to be talking to him about his Kickstarter, but we're also going to be talking about how much is enough.
That's coming enough up. Enough is enough is enough. I can't go on. Let's get it.
Show for independents all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent, cast the Craze! Making moves on your own, cast the Craze! On your grind in the streets, cast the Craze! Join the movement, cast the Craze!
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now, I know you want to do it. Cast the Craze. Welcome to Cast the Craze Podcast. I'm your host with the most, Sam the Crazy Man Vera.
And I am with George the Dreamer Medina. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of Cast the Craze. Happy Friday. It is Friday, June 10th. And we are back with another episode. We are going to be talking, like I said at the beginning, to an indie buddy of ours. He's got a campaign going on right now on Kickstarter. The book is called The Edge. It looks dope, dope, yes. dope. He's got a campaign that's running through June 16th. So you definitely have time to pledge to the campaign, but don't wait too long because it's going to be gone soon. If you haven't done so yet, though, subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, comment below, do all that fun stuff. And but make sure you do subscribe because we do have a lot of these shows that we do weekly, and we'd love your support. So, but what's going on with you, Sammy? How you doing today, man?
Oh, besides still dealing with the coughs and the sneezing, this is like the longest running, you know, whatever the hell it is, forever. I'm like, damn, should knock it out like this, and now it's like this lingering stuff.
You get older, bro.
Oh yeah, no, watch yourself. Watch yourself,
bro. You're right? Not that young, you know, whippersnapper.
Go like local you, to see,
you know, like it hits different now, bro. No. It is what it is.
I'm just a snapper. So dealing with that, you know, I've been taking all of my damn meds and getting ready for the expo. So
that's right. Dallas, right? The Fan Expo.
Dallas Fan Expo. I'm getting ready for that. I'm excited about that.
That used to be the Wizard show, right? Aren't all the expos like they used to be owned by Wizard, and now they're the Fan Expos? Is that how it went?
I think so.
I think that's how it went down. Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, so that's happening actually the Father's Day weekend.
It's gonna be dope. So it's at the convention center, so I'm gonna go take a trip and check out the layout of the land next week before the event, because they said that parking is gonna be a logistic nightmare to get, and then you gotta lug all your stuff to the venue. So I don't know how far the parking is gonna be from the venue, so I gotta check that out, because it's downtown, it's in the city, so it's almost like New York, you know, where you gotta find off-site parking. I'm excited. I got booth number A1409. I'll be there. My wife is going to be holding it down with me there. We're going to have fun. And, I have an incentive for anybody.
Hold on, Sammy. Do you still have the sounder, the Indie News sounder?
I have the Indie News sounder.
Let's do it. Indie News, baby. Give them the Indie News.
Yeah. Tops in the Bronx.
Bangigaki.
So,
forget about that, right? We haven't done this in a while.
Dude. In a minute. Yeah.
I was like, yo, we got to do these damn news.
Yes, we've been so many from Kickstarter shows.
Yeah, it's been too many.
Yeah. If you back the campaign and you're going to the Fan Expo in Dallas, come over to my table. And I have a gift for you. I got something for everybody who backs the campaign and shows up. So special gift. If you go over there, again, booth 1409, you won't be able to miss it. You'll see the big banner that says Designated on My Toilet or The Art of Samuel Vera. There'll be two banners. So, come down, check it out. And so I'll be doing commissions, sketch covers, sketch cards, and I'll have the books on hand. So I'm excited about that. And don't forget, the Kickstarter's still running. So, I still got the campaign going. It's going for 22 more days.
As of this recording, it'll be less days.
As of this recording, it'll be 18
days. Right now, it's 21,
19
right?
days.
Yeah, it'll be like 19 by the time this airs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, if you return and back this campaign and you back the first one, there's a gift for you. There's a magnet. 3 inches by 4 inches for all physical backers, and you'll get a digital version if you're a digital backer. And there's also, if we get to 100 backers, then everybody gets an 8x8 print. So again, physical backers get the physical, and digital will get a digital copy. And then if you add on the tier for comic book for kids, this is new. If you add on the tier for comic book for kids, you'll get a commission sketch card by me. Thrown in as a thank you. So that's just, I'm adding that in there because I really like to, I think right now we have 15 books that are going to comic book for kids. Last time I sent 25, I'd like to send double, 50 this time. Nice. So hopefully we can get some more people to add that on. I did it as an add-on. So if you wanted to get the book for yourself and then add that on to send to the kids, you can do that. So I'm excited about that.
Sweet. Yeah. Nah, man. It's good. So make sure that if you haven't done so yet, pledge to the campaign. If you got issue number one and you haven't pledged yet, you have to pledge right away. It's time. The kids want it.
Yeah, if you want to know what
your kids want it. You know your kids want it.
If you want to see what that magnet is, look at that magnet.
They love it. Do you have the prints, Sam? Do you have what the prints look like?
Yeah, it's right here.
What you got? Let's see it. Let's show it. Yeah, no, the campaign is running through, I believe it's the beginning of July. So you have a little bit of time. But you definitely want to, you don't want time to run out. So make sure you get out there and you pledge. The campaign runs through what? July, right, Sam? July.
It runs to the end of the month.
End of the month. Okay. There's the print. That's the print. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't come framed, but
framed. But, so again, I'm going to wait. Let's unlock the first stretch goal. But I have an incentive if we get to a certain number that I might raffle off a couple of those that are framed. So we'll see, more to come, but first let's get to the first stretch goal. And that's the first milestone, and then we'll go from there. But I'm excited. And again, everything's ready to go. So it's just a matter of trying to get more units, more books into more people's hands. So if you have it, if you've been waiting, if you back the first one, come back and back the second one. And if you never back the first one, you backed one to duck, and you back the second one, you'll still get the free magnet. So if you back the Adventures of Wonder Duck, come back and get this magnet if you back this Nailed in My Toilet, this issue. So you don't really have to have had to back the first campaign to get it. You just have to back either George's and mine, and you'll still get it. So there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. A lot of free stuff,
And if you don't, you don't want to get the physical copies, there are digital copies that you can get.
Yes.
It's a PDF. You can get both of them for $10. You can get one and two for $10.
Yeah.
So head on there. And if you want just a digital copy, you don't really want to deal with the shipping and how long is it going to get here. Nah, just get the digital. Bam. $10. And it's yours. And Sam mentioned the Adventures of Wonder Duck. For those who back the campaign, I am waiting for Kickstarter to release them funds. As of this recording, which is we're recording on Wednesday, I don't have them yet. I think they'll probably be, because they're still collecting. They're still out there knocking on people's doors trying to collect all the pledges. So
they're
still
collecting. Coming knocking on my door.
They probably won't let me know that everything is good to go until next Wednesday. which is the 18th. And then I think it takes a couple of days before your bank actually receives the funds, right, Sam? I think that's how it works.
So when you get the email, it's 24 hours from that email. So if you get that email on Wednesday, it'll be there Thursday morning.
Right. So that's what we're waiting for. As soon as that goes through, bam, I'm sending everything to printers, getting everything back. And don't forget to fill out those surveys. I have sent a few of them out. I think I'm about 68% already filled out. So a lot of you have sent them back. But if you haven't done so yet, check your spam folders. Check all your folders. Check everything in your emails. Yeah. It's got to be in there somewhere. No, or just log into your account. Kickstarter account. And you'll have a little red bar right at the top. It'll tell you you got to do something. Yeah. Just click on that and you can just fill out the survey.
That's what it is. You can't see me. I'm right here in your face.
Right there. Yeah, it's that big red thing on the top. So that's what's going on with that. Yeah.
So speaking of Kickstarters, you know, we have a good topic for today.
Oh, yeah, man. Kickstarters, they're all the rage. And not just Kickstarters. You know, you also have Indiegogos and you also have Zoop now. Zoop is making a little push.
Well, I think it's time to get our meds.
Yeah, let's do it.
Time for your medicine.
How much is enough?
Is enough, bro? How much do you need to fund these campaigns, right? How much should we be asking for? And the answer is, it's really up to you. I don't think there's a really right or wrong answer, bro. Like, I think it just depends.
No, I think as long as you as the creator are pricing it so that it covers supplies, shipping, printing costs, then you'll know exactly. So I think if you're doing your first campaign, you don't really know, but make sure that you incorporate cost of doing business. So if you say, let's say you're an unknown and you say, maybe I'll get 25 backers, right? Physical backers, right? And now it costs you $350 to print the book. Then you're paying shipping costs. Then you got to get the boxes and the boards and all that other stuff. Make sure you're incorporating that your shipping fees into it. So this way, there's 25, whatever that's going to cost you to run that business, to ship those 25, to print it and ship it and all that stuff. Make sure that's incorporated into that goal number. You never want to shortchange yourself. Because you're going to end up wind up paying out of your pocket. So just make sure cost of doing business is covered, and that'll guide you when you're, creating your campaign and your budget for your campaign.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of math that goes into how you determine that. Some of that math is going to scare the heck out of people. And that's what I said. It really depends on you, because it really depends on a lot of things. It's a lot of factors, not just shipping. But let's say, for example, you're a writer and you're not an artist, and you have to hire a team to do these things. That's your cost of doing business, right? Because you got to hire your penciler, inker, colorist. In some cases, those three are one, right? Sometimes. But that still costs you money. The letter is going to cost you some cash. So by the time you're done with a 22-page book, you're looking at almost like $5,000 by the time you're done, you know? So that plus whatever is going to cost you to ship. So sometimes you got to, you know, there's a lot of math that has to be done. Now, a person like me, for example, I was like, you know what? I've already paid my artist. The book is already complete. I'm not really putting out any more money other than whatever is printed. So I went with $1,000. That's what I did. I just went with an even 1,000. You know, I figured if 100 books get chosen to, you know, whatever, you know, I'm looking at about $700 to print those things out by the time I'm doing shipping and all that other stuff. $7 a book, let's just say. 700 bucks, 1,000, you know, by the time, you know, Kickstarter takes their fees, I should be okay. You know, let's say, for example, people ask for 100. Now, if you want to add more things, you know, you have your cards, you have your prints, you know, all these t-shirts, graphic novel. Now you start, the numbers start adding up. So I think it really depends on your campaign. That's what I'm saying. There's really no right or wrong answer as far as how much is enough. But like you said, Sam, make sure you're covered. Make sure your costs are covered so that you don't lose money in the process.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, I think, you know, some independents, they get nervous, right? But, you know, make sure that, you know, so even when you have incremental backing, right? And every time you get a new backer, those costs are covered, right? Yeah. So that's what you want to, you know, consider. So that's why, like, some, you know, when I guess when you hear, like, on podcasts, other people saying, you know, why is the book $15? Well, the book is paying for the supplies, the back, and you get it bagged and boarded. You get it in a box. Right. It's bubble wrapped. There's the tape. There's all that stuff that goes into it. You know, because you're not a Staples where you have unlimited supply. You have to buy these things, and then you have to do it. So the one thing that doesn't get covered is your time and the cost of you. You know what I mean? That's the stuff that you that most creators who are doing Kickstarters are giving you for free. So all that time that you spent creating, all that time that you spent packing and shipping and marketing and promoting and all that stuff, you're not getting paid for it. That's not incorporated into that goal. You're trying to make sure that anybody that you're working with gets paid. You're trying to make sure that all the supplies are covered and the shipping costs are covered. So I don't know if people ever considered that when they're venting on podcasts on the cost of some of these tiers, but you got to think about the fact that look at what's being sacrificed and what's being committed to the hours upon hours that individuals that don't have teams to pack it and ship it and do all that other stuff. You know, those are hours of your time. So I think, you know, don't get nervous when you're creating it. Just be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. This is what it's going to cost. So this way I do not have to spend any money out of my pocket because I've already given all my time, which if it was industry rates, if you got to say how many hours did you take, you spend marketing, right? And what's the average salary for somebody in the market, in social media marketing, right? That salary you're not getting. How much time does it take to pack and ship? You know, you got fulfillment centers. You're not, you know, so what's the average salary for somebody in a fulfillment seller? You're not getting that. So you're wearing all these multiple hats and you're not getting paid for. So those are the things you want to consider. And again, don't get nervous about it. Just make sure you do the math and you'll be all right.
Yeah. I mean, you get nervous when you figure out that you need about $5,000 to run a campaign. That'll make you nervous.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you also, that goes into what you're talking about as far as like you now have to become that marketer. You have to become that marketing team. You have to become that person that's going to be out there promoting the crap out of this thing and figuring out a marketing campaign that's going to help you get the backers you're going to need to get to that number. Yeah. And that's the thing. So like I think that sometimes me personally, and I think we've discussed this before, I like to have my book finished before I even start a campaign, you know, because I personally don't want to deal with the stress of having all this money in my bank account. And now I have to find an artist, or if I already have an artist, I have to make sure that he has the time or he can finish it in the time that I said I was going to deliver this project.
Yes.
Because now you're at the mercy of that artist, even though you have the money. It's about how long will it take for that artist or that group of artists, that team of artists, to finish those pages, to get it out to the public in time. Because they're not going to care that the artist couldn't finish it. They're just going to be like, where's my book, bro? It's been, you promised that in June, it's December, I have nothing. And you may put updates out there, you may tell people, you know, but you know, this happened, that happened. Sometimes people don't care. It's like, I don't care, man.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a book from last April.
Right, so those situations also come into play. So even though you have the money and the money's there and everything is there, sometimes that's not enough. How much is enough? That's not enough because the project isn't finished. So you may want to, you know, but you may say, hey, listen, I can't afford to finish this book. I can't afford to pay an artist for this book. And that's the whole point of Kickstarter. And it is. I mean, that is the point of a crowdfunding campaign, is to help you do it. But we're indies and we don't get the slack that some of the big guys get.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't, you know, fulfill a campaign on time as an indie, you may not get that other backer the next time you launch a campaign. So those are things that you got to take into consideration. Those are the things that'll make you nervous. You know what I mean? Like, those are the kind of things that, you're like, what am I going to do?
It's already stressful enough just running a campaign.
It is.
You know, waking up every day saying, oh my God, I hit a wall. Well, you know, where's the backers? Oh my God. You know, because you'll get peaks and valleys. You'll have momentum and then you get stalled. And you get momentum and you get stalled. So it's, you know, it's a very an emotional roller coaster. You spend enough, more than the time that you wanted to, chasing it and promoting it and all that other stuff. You know, going on podcasts and going on social media and doing all this stuff to promote the campaign. So that's already stressful, isn't it? You don't need this added stress of shortchanging yourself and not putting a goal that's going to get you, that's going to help you sleep at night.
Yeah. Because you may run out of money.
Yeah.
You may run out of money, man. Yeah. You really may. You know, you may have made your goal. You may have made, and that's the other thing that I think little is known behind the scenes. Yeah. To the public, it looks like you made your goal. It looks like if you had a goal of $5,000, you made $5,020. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like to the public. In reality, you probably made about $4,500, maybe $4,300.
That's it.
Because Kickstarter will take 5% right off the top. Mm-hmm. And then they'll take a percentage per backer plus some cents.
Yes.
So they really, you know, grab whatever they need to grab out of there. So while you thought you had $5,000 and you're like, okay, good, I can pay this artist, blah, blah, blah. Now you're short about $500 because it was taken in fees.
Yeah.
Or you think you have $5,000, and then when they go to collect your $500 pledge that somebody did, or your $1,000 pledge for that original art that somebody pledged to, doesn't go through. And now you really have $30.
It happened to me. It happened to people we know.
It's happened.
I made one person who thought they had a stellar campaign got stiffed by over $1,000.
Right.
So it's you never know. So you want to continue to push as far as you can take the campaign. You don't want to assume that everything's gonna go through.
Yeah, and that goes for the people, you know, running the campaigns. For the people pledging to the campaigns, please remember that when you pledge, I know you have the 30 days, but when you pledge, make sure that you know that card is good, or that you know that you can cover that in 30 days. Because remember, you don't want to leave this guy hanging at the end, or this girl hanging at the end. They've promised all of these things. It's funded. To us, to the general public, it's funded. Behind the scenes, it really wasn't, because that money's not there anymore.
Nope.
So take that into consideration when changing your pledge, or when you're not pledging, or when you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Just take that into consideration at the very end, what's going to happen. And to those who pledged, you know, understand that sometimes that also happens. And sometimes that indie, I mean, I know it's not your problem at that point. I want my book. But stuff like that can happen. So.
Word.
Yeah, man, yeah. Word to the wise.
So that's your Get Your Meds segment. And yes. So we're going to cut to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to our guest, Mr. Marvin Nguyen, and talk about his campaign, which he's killing right now. So have you subscribed to Catch the Craze? Well, we're not going to tell you why you should. We're going to let our previous guest tell you.
It's Monty Moore. I am a 30-year comics veteran in comics, games, and movies, and you've been watching one of my absolute favorite podcasts, Catch the Craze.
You are watching Catch the Craze.
What am I listening to?
And you're listening to Catch the Craze.
Where are all the indies at?
A Catch the Craze podcast.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Catch the Craze.
What are you going to do?
Subscribe now to Catch the Craze, the number one show online for independent.
Have you subscribed to?
You are an independent.
Catch the Craze!
Making moves on your own.
Catch the Craze!
On your grind in the streets.
Catch the Craze!
Join the movement.
Catch the Craze!
What's up, Mr. Nguyen?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, Marvin? Everything good?
Good. It's all good over here.
Awesome. Awesome, man. Awesome. Welcome. Welcome again to Catch the Craze. This is your second time on the show. Thank you for coming back. For those who might have missed you the first time, Marv, just tell them a little bit about yourself and who Marvin
is. I am Marvin Nguyen, the writer, creator of The Edge, coming straight out of not Pittsburgh, but Comicsburg. So we're rocking the comic scene here in Comicsburg, just off of Three Rivers Comic Con last weekend.
Nice. Nice. How was the show for you?
It was great. Did really good.
Good, man. Good. And you have copies of The Edge, right? You've been publishing this book for a little while now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you start publishing?
4 issues available at the show.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
When did you start publishing it?
So our original first issue came out in what, 2012, I think we first came out.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that consistency is key. And, yep. You know, that's, yo, hats off to you, because I know how hard it is to maintain that multiple issues and stuff like that. But the campaign is live right now, Marv, and it is going through June 16th. Yes. It's for the trade paperback, but you can get the individual issues because that's what I got. But so tell us a little bit about the campaign. Tell us why this was.
I mean, the purpose of that was is that when I was releasing single issues, I always said that let me see how single issues would do. Single issues did pretty good, but I thought let's try the Kickstarter for the trade. This could help bring in some new readers. This could help push it a little further. This could help show other people that just try it and just see what happens. I mean, just put it out there. Maybe other people who've never seen it before will know it's happening. And I think that worked out pretty well so far. A lot of people that I wasn't expecting to back have already backed the Kickstarter.
Good for you, man. Good for you. That's always nice to see, right? Just the surprise pledges,
right,
to the campaigns. So the campaign started out. What do you have? How many days you have left? I mean, we're airing this on Friday, so minus subscribe 3 days. So
6 days
as of right now, right? So 116 backers into it, man, and you're doing really, really well. It's already funded, everyone. So don't think, oh man, am I gonna get this book? It's already funded. Yep. It's already funded. We are going into stretch goals now, right? That's right. That's where the that's where it's going. So now you did the convention. You had the four books there. Were you able to get some pledges at the convention? How does that work? Are you able to do that, or were you just focused on some of the comics that you had?
I mean, it was doing both. So on the table, I did have the print to the cover for the trade, and I pointed that. Say we're on Kickstarter right now. I always have my tablet with me because I use it for PayPal Zettle to do in case no one has cash anymore, because people don't have cash. So you got to have that card reader ready. They're like, oh, I don't have any cash. Boom.
Bam.
So I say, this is on Kickstarter right now. Show them the Kickstarter. Let them put it on their phone. So I have a digital business card now.
Good.
So they scan the code. The card, and it takes them right to the Kickstarter so they can log in, or if they have one, if not, create an account right now. I'll stand right here and wait for you to do it. So, yeah, I think I got three at the show.
Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Amazing, amazing work. So, guys, you were going to say something?
No, I'm just pulling up the screen.
But Mark, so you've also, I mean, you've been doing this for a while, dude. Like, I know, listen. You have a whole list of independent, or small, I would say comic book shops that allow independent books in the stores. So you've been doing, you know about the hustle, you know about the grind, and you know about all of that stuff. Do you have any bundles there for some of these stores to kind of come in on? Have you reached out to any stores like that?
So I've got two. So there's one that's just a trade. And then there's another one that gives you the trade and the single issues up to issue 5. Nice. So, and I actually, one of the stretch goals did unlock issue 6. So not only are you going to get the trade, but also you're going to get issues 5 and 6 also.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, bro. That's awesome. Nice. Good job. And then this is the video. I think I was telling Sam it's about a minute long. I was watching it before the beat. I don't know if you want to play it, Sam, but it's nice.
Yeah, hold on. Nice. Damn, that's a throwback. The throwback. That was
that's nice. I love the vocals, the beat.
Yeah, that was fly.
Let's just say that it's always good to have family that are talented.
That's awesome. That's awesome, bro. Wow, good stuff. So let me start with this. The Edge, the design for that logo. Who came up with the idea for that design and that kind of stuff there?
I went on Fiverr and asked someone to do a logo. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't inspiration for me on that at all.
Did you have any kind of like idea what you wanted, or you kind of just in
certain situations I let professionals do professional work.
There you go.
Smart man. That's what I say. Let the experts do what they do. So we'll do what I do. Awesome. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So walk us through the campaign. You know, what can people get in this campaign? What are you excited about?
So, I mean, what I was excited about besides the books was the coffee. And I started working on this back in November. I started building this in November.
Right.
And the thing that I was thinking about the most, what can I put in here that's just so outrageous and so over the top that somebody will look at it and say, yeah, I want to pledge just to get this. And I was thinking a guy that I watch on YouTube, Comics with Bueller, and one of his sponsors is Comics on Coffee out of Florida. So they're a independent coffee company that are in the Scout building in Florida. So I ended up contacting them and asked them, well, do you do specialty bags? And they said, yes. So I said, well, let's do it. And what ended up happening is the cover that we used for the trade was originally going to be the cover for the coffee. But when I saw the colors for it, I was like, no, this has to go on the trade. This is so, like, everything I did with this is over the top. Everything's over the top. And it's something that I'm looking at to try to get pique people's interest and say, hey, what's this? Let's talk about what were your thoughts on this? And I'm like, just check it out and see what you think, because it's always going to be that first thing that you see that's going to drive you to something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you were thinking about how to add something different, and coffee was the thing that you thought, you know what? The Edge coffee, you know, gives you the dip. Boom, coffee it is. And so it is. Is it like a special, like, I don't know, brew of coffee? Like what is it?
It's a medium roast. I mean, it was after the fact that we started talking about doing different blends. So we're probably going to do something. We're going to do another one, and we're going to do something like really, really different with it. So it always has to be something different when you do this. And just to say that a bunch of people, well, not a bunch, but a few people did coffee in their Kickstarters after I did it first. So
gotcha.
I was an innovator on that one. And
that's cool, brother. That's cool. So what is the Edge? What is the Edge?
So I'm not going to read what it says on the screen. I'm going to paraphrase it. It's a drug that gives people special abilities. So similar to powers you see in other superhero books, X-Men, Wildcats, the Stormwatch books from the 90s, things like that. But the cost of that could either be your life or your sanity. So the more you use the powers, the more it eats away at you, and it pretty much infects you to the point that you could have, your body could change. We have characters that are in the final stages that are pretty much just explode. And they could take city, depending on what their power is, they could take blocks of a city with them when they go.
Damn, that's crazy. That's great. So what are some of the powers that you get? Like, does it depend on like genetics, like who you are? Like, how do you, like, what happens? How do you get these powers? Or what are
we'll be revealing that later in the book, but it's I would say it's random.
Okay.
It's not really anything like set on a mood or a situation that you're in or anything like that. It seems to be just random so far.
Yeah. I like the fact that within the campaign, you had mentioned that within the story, there's overarching and things are mentioned, you know, the issues that pay off later. But also, you're telling a compelling story with characters, right? Yes. You're using the characters to tell this story.
Right.
And I appreciate that as a writer myself. I appreciate how much you put into the characters and not just these cookie cutter kind of individuals. Who is your favorite character in the book?
So I mean, I do. I have a Trinity. So it's Mystic Blaine and Interim are my trinity, and they probably are my tops, and then Revenant. And it's really weird with the Revenant character, because the way I write him, he's a jerk. Nobody likes him. He doesn't like anybody else, and he's become a popular character with people. People really love Revenant. Right. And like I said, like the one thing I say is that we really don't want to tell you who the good or bad guys are. We want you to get a taste of each character and say how you feel about them. And Revenant seems to be the one that always rises above and what the character, what people want to see more of. So that's why I take him off the board after the fourth review. He became too popular, so I had to push him aside for a little bit.
Right.
I love this. I love this page here.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's sometimes that's the hook page. If I see if somebody says they like G.I. Joe or they're wearing a G.I. Joe shirt, I show my page. Like, yeah, this is, it looks like one of those Arctic cobra bases in the middle of the Rocky Mountains hiding in the snow.
They were like snow job and blizzard. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way to open up the book, bro. This is page one. This is really nice. Who's the artist? Who's the artist on the book?
The artist is Mark Louis Vunkukiat from the Philippines. And like I said, like every time I say his name one time and then that's it. Now it's Mark.
You know, it is crazy. I don't know if it's in the food or whatever, but there's so much talent in the Philippines. It's crazy. It is out of control. I'm like, what is? It's like a factory or something. It's
amazing. Bro, it is insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists, a lot of colorists. Yeah, people who work on Loose Collector or doing our action figure. They're from the Philippines also.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome, bro.
So tell us about the tiers.
Sure. So we've got the trade in digital. We've got the prismatic cover for issue one. That's Revenant versus Blaine. A lot of fire on it, so I decided to do a prismatic cover. It looks amazing in the sunlight. Mm. So I mean, I don't think it really does it justice on a computer monitor, but seeing it in the sunlight, you get to see all the colors blasting off. Then you've got the coffee. There was an early bird for the trade. Those all went. They went fast, but I only sell it. I think I said it at 5 hours. Right. Then you can get into the physical copies of issue 1 through 4, and then there is a 4-part cover for issues 1, 2, 3, and 4 that we put together. So that's an add-on that you can add on to get that. We've got we were going to do trading cards, right, but I decided to do postcards instead. And that tier, that 28 tier, has a bonus surprise cover. That I'm not going to reveal ever, and you'll just know when you get the box.
Okay,
what's in the box?
Nice.
And then one of our other tiers I got 4 yearly subscriptions to Heroes Live TV. That is a brand new streaming service. It's going to have comics, stories on comics, and we're actually talking about them hosting our series. It's called From Script to Store. Where we're going to go over the entire process of creating the comic books and all the pain and suffering that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that's going to be interesting. Very good.
So we got stickers. We got two. There's 2 sticker sheets. Then there is some other bonus outside of our of the Edge comics in digital form.
Nice.
So the only thing we're sitting on right now is that 4,500 unlock of the, what I'm hoping is going to be a gatefold cover for issue 5.
Beautiful, man.
Now are we talking dark roast, medium roast, light roast?
It's medium.
Okay.
But like I said, we might do like a Revenant bag and it'll be like pumpkin spice or something, because I'm pretty sure that Revenant likes pumpkins.
I like this mini statue coming up.
Many statues are all gone. That was the end of that, because we're moving on to we're working with one company to do some Lego minis, and then Loose Collector is doing a Blaine G.I. Joe scale action figure.
So when you're saying they're gone, you mean like you sold them out?
Yep.
Nice.
I had 100 of those originally, and this was the last 6.
Oh man, that's awesome. Fantastic.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations on that.
So yeah, that's the second sticker sheet there.
What's on the cards? You said they were postcards, but what's on the cards?
So there will be character data on the front and then a little bit of backup data on the back. So like data on the characters. These cards are part of a card game called Scattered Nexus that'll be funded on Kickstarter soon. So we've got some cards that will only be available from the Kickstarter in that set.
Nice.
So everybody will get a random character card. And then we got other digital comics. We've got, this is going to be a print. This is our character roster. Up into, I think this all this covers up to issue 15 of how many the characters it'll appear. And then that's the cover to issue 5.
So then, all physical backers get issue 5 and 6?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it's, I think issue 6 is probably one of my favorite covers.
That is nice.
Very nice. And then this is the, I call it the, our final fight cover. I think I called it Fighting Edge. So it's a, like a little bit of backup and saying that one of my favorite games in arcades when I was growing up, Final Fight.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
And then we just recently added Comicsburg t-shirts to the, as an add-on.
How's the support been in Pittsburgh for the movement, for the Comicsburg movement?
I mean, it's been pretty good. I think that it's something that I'm hoping is going to grow because we continuously, when we go to shows and things like that, people are unaware that anyone is doing comic books in Pittsburgh at all.
Right.
Pittsburgh's gone from a steel town to a sports town to, I guess, a technology town. Mm-hmm. And it's like arts and music and things like that are so far in the background. And the Comicsburg thing, it's not going to be just comics. We have actors, actresses, we have musicians that are part of the group. So it's going to be a big thing, I hope. And I hope people are going to start recognizing that there's more to Pittsburgh than just whatever they think is going on. It's more than Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because the minute you say Pittsburgh, I think Steelers. I mean, even the black and gold you're wearing, you know what I mean? That's the Steelers. Yeah, and that's what I think about.
When I hear Pittsburgh, I think about that last comic convention they did at Pittsburgh Comic Con, and that sucked. But now,
is Pittsburgh Comic Con still around?
No, that doesn't exist anymore. Are you talking about Wizard?
No, it was the Pittsburgh Comic Con, and it was at the Hilton, I think it was. The last time I did it was one of the many times that George Perez was retiring.
Yeah.
And so his line of 5 million people were blocking my table,
right?
And so I couldn't make any money.
You got to come back out and do Three Rivers Con. Three Rivers Con,
is a
creator con. So there's no celebrities except for me. I was there, so but it's a really good show, and it was a really good turnout. And I think we may have talked to everyone who actually came to the show.
Nice,
good for you. Our
booth was right by the food, so we got to see everybody as they walked past. Hey, you guys want to see some comics? Come on.
Did you have the coffee there or not?
Yes, I had coffee.
You did, nice.
I took like 10 bags, and I didn't bring any back. So.
Oh, good man, good. Nah, nice. That sounds like a good show. Yep. Three Rivers. Is that when it usually happens? When around this time, beginning end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah, I think that it's probably going to be the first weekend in June from now on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Before it used to be at there was a mall called Century 3 where it's run by New Dimension Comics. They're the biggest chain of comic stores in the city. Mm-hmm. They've got 6 stores, and it used to be in the location where their old store was at called Century 3 Mall. Century 3 Mall is now like if you go on YouTube, it's one of those abandoned malls.
Oh, wow.
So then they move when they moved down to the Homestead area in Pittsburgh and into an area called the Waterfront. And the first year they had it down there, it was at an old Macy's. So then they didn't have a show in 2020, and then last year they had it outside in the parking lot of the where their store is at.
Nice.
And one day I think it rained. So
oh man,
yeah.
And this year, what was it this year?
It was at the convention center in downtown Pittsburgh, the biggest convention, like the big convention center in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. So it's growing, man. That's awesome. I love to hear that about shows. That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, man, that's great. Nah, the campaign looks awesome, man. You got the Project We Love up there. You got the badge. I mean, it looks great. You're doing amazing. You have 7 days. I mean, as of the 10th, you'll have maybe like 4 days or whatever. So people still have. If you guys are watching this and it's Friday and you guys, you know, want some comics, go get them. It's right there. Hit the link.
Just let people know is that these comics are all done. So the campaign is really just for printing and shipping and packaging. I actually just sent a new issue to my colorists. So we'll be finishing up issue 13 probably in the next week.
Fantastic.
And then I've got a few other books on tap. So as part of the trade, we're going to show previews of what I'm calling gap books. So these are stories that take place in between the arcs. So between issues 4 and 5, between issues 9 and 10. It's 2 one-shots and then the other one's a one cut because it's a revenant book and he likes to use knives. So it's a one cut instead of a one shot. And it's being narrated by him and his mind is so fractured that he tells the story out of order. So it'll go from the end to the middle, to the beginning, back to the end as he's like either telling things that are facts or lying to you about what was happening. So he's actually telling the story to one of his clones. And the clone is telling him, dude, why are you lying? This never happened. I was there. What are you talking about?
Nice. That's awesome. So we're at the stage where we're going to give you the screen and want to give you an elevator pitch on why people need to get the edge. So please share how they can contact you also on social media. So here we go.
So the edge is a story about escalation and what happens when you feel like these things, these gifts that you're giving are the greatest thing in the world and what it's going to take from you. And that there's no easy roads. There's no quick shortcuts. And just because you have all these powers doesn't make you special. So that said is that you want to get into this book because it's something that I've been working on for a long time. And I just want to share the things that I see in the world with everyone else in the world. So right now you can find me on Facebook at The Edge Comic, on Instagram at The Edge Comic, and on Twitter at Marvin Nguyen, because as I've said before, someone has at The Edge Comic on Twitter and they never post and they're some reason their account won't be deleted so I can take it.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, thanks, Marvin, for coming back on Catch the Craze. Yeah. Again, congratulations on a successful campaign launch. And, you know, if you're watching this, go check it out. Get yourself a copy today and get yourself a cup of coffee at the same time, right? Any other conventions you got coming on down the pike?
So we will be at Sci-Fi Valley next weekend. So next weekend, the 17th, we'll be at Sci-Fi Valley in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
There you go. All right. Outstanding. Well, thank you for being on Cast the Craze. We wish you a lot of success. And, you know, you're always welcome back, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Later, Marv. Take care, bud. Okay.
All right.
Yes. So that was Marvin Nguyen. And again, that's The Edge. If you haven't checked it out, the link is in the summary. Check it out. Go over, back it, get yourself a copy. Fantastic work. Fantastic product.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, listen, I pledged that thing. So I'm ready for my issues 1 through 4. So you guys should pledge as well. Get your copy. But yes. No, that was good. That was a good show, good conversation. Marvin's been doing this for a while, so follow him on his social media channels. If you have questions about the product, or maybe even about, you know, how to get into it, or how he's, you know, what he's doing. If you're, you know, in India, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to help you out. He has a huge list of comic book company or comic book stores that are indie friendly. So, you know, he was willing to just give us that information. So he's a wealth of information and he's very willing to give it.
It's interesting that he follows comics with Bueller as well, because I watch this guy too. Yeah. I like his channel. he's been traveling across the country hitting every comic shop.
There's a lot of comic shops.
You know, just in the state of Texas, there's tons of them. But yeah, so that was you know, another great episode of Catch the Craze podcast. And again, you know, if you got a story to tell, we want to talk to you and we want to help get that your story out to the public. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the channel, because when we grow, so does the indie community, you know. So for every new ear or pair of eyes that's watching the show or listening to us. That's another set of eyes and ears that's on the guests and helping them spread the word. So if you're listening to us on Spotify or iHeartRadio or Pandora, head over to the YouTube channel and subscribe. And if you're on those audio streaming platforms, you know, give us a 4-star review. Leave a comment. Let us know why Catch the Craze is your podcast of choice. With that said, don't forget the Nailing in My Toilet still running live on Kickstarter right now. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and pledge. There's a lot of great stuff on the campaign. And again, if you're coming back, you get a free magnet. If you backed both campaigns, if you backed Wonder Duck and you backed this, you get that magnet. So there's a lot of incentive for everybody. And if you're going to be at the Dallas Fan Expo next week and you back the campaign, come over to my booth. I got a special gift for you. And remember, it's booth 1409. Just look for the banner. Another good show.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent show. Thank you guys for watching. Like Sam said, make sure you subscribe, pledge, to the campaign. It's in my toilet. Sam's going to drink some water, and we will see you next week.
Yes, we are out. No, I was talking about my friend Aquise. I met him. Say my name.
Say my name.
This is what you were thinking?
Oh, my. He described me. He said, I'm the idiot.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. I'm Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.